95 is Coleman's Independent
Hey,
Radio.
Thank you so
and
much.
And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we are on Live 95, Coleman's radio station, but we're really live tonight.
We are, and thank you for having me back after missing 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Know? Chad, it's a pleasure. You always inspire so many people, and I was a little bit afraid because I just thought that the chatter about Annette being on the show and you guys possibly sparring, I thought that kept you away.
Well, it possibly did. I may have faked the bronchitis, you know, because Annette's pretty tough.
She's
pretty tough.
Yeah.
But
I thought I heard the word wimp or maybe.
You may have heard. I still think I could take her, but it'd take every round to take her, you know, and it'd probably be by decision, you know.
Well, We're really glad to have you back.
And thank you.
We're here just to talk about health and hope, and that's what this show is about. Because one of the things that we know is that living a healthy life is all about lifestyle. And a lot of times just knowing what to do is not enough. And we need to have people in our life to be able to help us make those choices a little bit easier because the rest of the world's going a different direction. So,
well, it's tough. I mean, you know, it's the herd mentality, and usually,
yeah,
you know, if you've ever heard Kramer on CNBC, the herd usually gets slaughtered. You know, so healthy people are definitely the minority these days, but you know, health food out there is the minority these days.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
What choice? I don't know if I told you this story, but every now and then, St. Paul's will go shopping for people, you know, for homeless or for the food bank. And mm-hmm. we had 2 grocery carts full, and it was only like $180. And I was like, how come my grocery bill that's only half full is like $220?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the difference in healthy and unhealthy.
Yeah.
You can buy so much more healthy.
Yeah.
Or you buy so much more unhealthy, and it costs a lot less.
Yeah. I also find, though, too, that when you're fueling your body with quality stuff, you don't tend to eat as much. That's one of the things that I've found on this journey, where I really don't have a stopping point on a lot of that stuff you're talking about, and I would go through that stuff in that cart a lot faster because I don't have, there's like no stopping.
Yeah, and that goes back to the high glycemic versus low glycemic. But I'll tell you, when I was out with that bronchitis, and I was like, my gosh, I didn't have the energy to fix something good. So I ordered out, tried to order good food, but I caught myself ordering dessert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, who cares? I'm not in the gym anyway. And that's the mentality. I couldn't be in the gym if I wanted to be.
Yeah.
I was sick.
Yeah.
And my grandmother always told me, you need to, your body needs the carbs when you're sick. I don't know about that. I'm not a doctor, but needless to say, I know what people go through, you know, is fighting those sweets and everything.
Yeah, fighting those sweets.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that, and it's hard to do. It's hard to do because I think that when we don't feel well, we seek comfort. And that kind of food, at some level, it brings us that comfort. But it also, that sugar kind of delays our immune system from coming in and doing its job, which it's just like such a double-edged sword.
And you answered me this question. I don't know the answer to this question, but this is on artificial sweeteners. And I read a report, and it said, well, if you're going to do the sweeteners, it's best to do the sugar. Because the artificial sweeteners, it's foreign to the body doesn't know what to do with it, so it stores it as fat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's a good question. I've never heard that it stores it as fat, and I don't know what part of it would, since it's pretty much like most of them are no calorie. But I mean, it's chemical, and so how great could that be? I don't know.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to know next time.
Okay.
I'm going to know next
time. That's good.
Yeah.
I just know, too, that there's a lot of, there's just a lot of things out there that we can sweeten with that are a lot healthier for us, more, you know, less man-made, more God-made, and they taste delicious. So that's
kind of... Well, I could bring up a point, you know, as far as God. I got in a debate with a doctor, and he's like, you need to do the Garden of Eden diet. I said, okay, what's that? He said, your vegetables, your fruits. I said, okay. Well, what happens if the strawberry is the size of your fist? I said, when I grow them out in the garden, they're about the size of my thumb. But you go, I said, you know, I put two blueberries in my cereal the other day because they were the size of a quarter. I'm sitting here chewing on a blueberry like it's a plum.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, that's not right.
It's not normal. In fact, I just saw some grapes like that at the store.
Did you?
So, yeah, these grapes were ginormous.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it is. It's just, it's definitely, we're just in a time where we have to make the healthiest choices that we can with what we have to work with.
Sure.
And, you know, and we're human at the same time, and there's just so many other choices out there. But it really is up to us to make that decision.
That's right.
To want to create health in our life.
And it doesn't have to be boring, but when it comes to weight loss, you almost have to buy the same thing at the store week after week. You know, and that's just me, because there was one time, I guess it was about 15 years ago, we all go out to college, you know, and the arms get smaller, the belly gets bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, in order to get back on track, I'm just going to have to do some research and eat the same thing every week. And it got boring, but the weight came off.
Yeah.
Quit.
See,
so.
Now I've actually found it a little bit different than that, just because I've found that variety is just important. And when I can keep the fuelings in the particular, now that's the same. Like the footprint of what I'm eating is the same, but there's lots of variety in that.
Sure.
So I've found like one of the meals that we just call them lean and green meals, where it's lean protein and non-starchy vegetables. And boy, we have a huge variety of recipes for those.
And if you can do that, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know the word I'm looking for, but, but you're obviously a better planner than I am when it comes to variety stuff. It's just, I know what I get. I know how quick it takes to plan every week.
Yeah.
Around the schedule, and I just do it. But I like the food I eat every week. So
yeah.
If you like it, that's one thing.
Yeah, if it works for you. But if you're bored after 3 days, then it's,
that's
you got to
right.
find a different way, because it's a journey for sure.
Sure.
It is. And I am all about, that's Colonel Coleman.
Oh, Colonel Coleman. How are you? Good.
Woo!
Uh-oh. We went off live. That's
we did.
All right. They can still hear us.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't.
Now we're back on.
Okay. One of the things that I do, and I know that I've talked to several people that don't do, I eat leftovers. I love leftovers. Mm-hmm. And so that makes it easy for me. I can cook a whole dish of something and have it be 6 servings, and I'm great with that. Now, the funny thing, too, is I've talked to people that have told me, I don't eat leftovers. And I've asked them, well, gosh, do you ever eat out at a restaurant? Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me, well, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I hate to break it to you, but you're eating leftovers.
Yeah.
Because they don't just
That's right.
whoop everything up for you in that moment. That's been prepared for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And unless it's, you know, Gordon Ramsay cooking for you, you're probably eating leftovers. So
yeah. I eat leftovers myself because I hate wasting food. If I catch myself wasting food, I get really irritated with myself, especially if it's expensive stuff like salmon.
Yeah.
You know, I try my best to keep that really low, you know.
Oh, and I can tell you, in my past of really trying to want to change my habits, oh my gosh, if I could have all the money back in my world of the vegetables that I let, where my intentions were great,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to start Monday, or it was the first of the month or something like that, boy, I would be rich if I could have all the money back of those vegetables and things I just let rot in my fridge.
Oh, yeah. I know. Me too.
I'm so glad it's not like that anymore.
And it's especially meats, but that also tells you something. I bought a lot of meats right before my dog died. He died of cancer, so I thought I might give it anything it wants. Bought a big tub of turkey. After it died, it was still in the fridge for like 6 weeks. I thought, well, I might as well throw it out. And it said it doesn't expire for another 2 months. I was like, what is in that turkey
that's
keeping it so preserved? And so that's another thing, you know, going back to the Garden of Eden diet, you know, if something can stay in there and it's a meat and stay in there for 3 months, you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you may lose weight off of it, but I have read articles where it's carcinogens, at least potentially in the future. But
And I even learned that about protein that's grilled. And if the protein gets charred, it does turn that into a carcinogen.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, which definitely adds to the stress of our body and creates inflammation and all of that.
Sure.
And I never knew that. So I always kind of liked that part of it, but that's helped me to really change my tune on that.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things out there. I saw a post on Facebook the other day, something's going to kill us all, you know. But it's good to take precaution the best you can, because earlier you were talking about genetics probably plays about 20 to 30%, but 70% is up to us.
Yeah, yeah, so. It is. Well, and I, you know, doing what I do now, I've had people come into my world that, I mean, they're not interested in being healthy, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's just, that's their decision. And they've made the comment to me of, well, when I die, at least I'll die happy. And my whole thing is, that's if you die now, because they have such Star Wars things available that they can keep people, they can keep you alive, but it doesn't ever mean that you're going to thrive again and have the life back that you have. So definitely, it's one of those things, Chad. We can pay for, you know, take a little time now, maybe invest a little bit more, buy those healthy choices, and it will pay off in the long run.
Well, you hear of some of these older people when they're not here. You see some of these older people in their 80s that have their little golf bags behind them. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they did right when they were in their 30s and 40s, because that's how they're still able to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and if you notice, they're walking.
Yeah.
And so it's what you do now that's going to reflect what you can do.
Yeah.
Whether you're 65 and on a walker, or 85 and pulling your golf bag.
Yeah. Well, we all have the next level of health that we can reach.
Right.
There always is optimal health is different for all of us, but we can all be better than we are today.
That's right. I agree.
And it's important for people to realize that and make that decision if they're ready to. So it's good. Well, is it time for a break? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're broadcasting live from Cullman Oktoberfest tonight, and we're going to come back and hopefully give everybody some healthy tips for having a healthy Oktoberfest. We'll be right back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com. Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. all of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today, or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Kalman, it's October. That means it's time for Kalman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Kalman at the Kalman Fest Hall Marketplatz. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, a kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it, Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Jerry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Fly By Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, visit Facebook.com, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Hey, welcome back. This is Sandy from Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, sitting here, and Chad and I are talking about, of course, one of our favorite subjects,
health
and fitness and hope. Speaking of health and hope, there's one of our local... Hello there, Neville. Neville Franks, Coleman Fire and Rescue. No, we're good. So we wanted to, because we are at Oktoberfest, which is a beautiful evening, actually. It's 74 degrees, and it's going on till 10 tonight. So if you're in the area, come
on
down.
How healthy is that beer, and how healthy is... Never
mind. Hey, moderation's key, buddy.
Yeah, moderation is key. So one of the things that we do, you can come out and you can have a healthy Oktoberfest.
Sure you can. I mean... You know, you can have a healthy Thanksgiving if you have portion control. I mean, if you come out here, have you a bratwurst, have you a beer, just have some fun, because you come out here, just relax, enjoy the food, just don't go overboard, because this comes one time a year. And I am a health addict. I love it, but I will come out here myself and just keep it in control. Burn it off tomorrow. You know, just keep alcohol in control. You know, just do some research ahead of time on what they're serving out here and the calories in it, if you're going to calorie count and go that way.
Yes. Well, and another thing you can do is you can choose grilled. That's a great choice.
Right.
To grilled over the fried foods and try to pass on the sweets and the heavy sauces and stay hydrated, for sure. For every alcohol drink...
Drink one glass of water.
Yes.
Unless you want a hangover tomorrow. Going to work, and it'll be a long day if you are going to work tomorrow.
Yeah, so you could still partake in the fun, but just be sure that you stay hydrated and try to limit your beer or wine to about 2 or 3 total. or these ginormous mugs jumping around here, I would limit to about one of those.
You've already had two today, haven't you?
Well, I had three waters in between.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I had three waters.
Well, you're
in
holding
between.
It pretty good so far.
But like Chad was saying, move around. I mean, they got some polka music going. Mm-hmm. You can dance. There's lots of walking can be done. Just really take it all in. And there's lots of vendors too, so you can walk around and just see some things. Get those steps in.
You know, and dancing will actually burn more calories than that rower, that treadmill, and most of your Nautilus equipment out there. Not short selling the gym, but dancing, you're constantly going. That's why you see all this P90X, all these different videos. It's the same thing with a different name, but it's all dancing. That's the common denominator with it.
Just
they're dancing, and you're burning some calories.
Yeah, pumping that lymphatic system, all those things.
And if you enjoy dancing, why not use that as a weight loss tactic?
Well, see, now the only thing is I would need probably about three of those big beers to make that happen.
Hey, laughing, I think you burn calories while laughing, so I'll dance here for everyone,
woo-hoo!
And then they'll laugh at me because I'm a horrible dancer. I'm terrible. I'm a clown.
Ah, it's probably all good, but it's good.
Yeah.
And another, I mean, I have a lot of great just for regular affairs too. I mean, it's always great to have a friend to split that meal with. Like we were talking earlier and we got a place up here serving Reuben sandwiches. And maybe not the most healthy choice, but if you split one of those, it's going to be pretty good because rye bread is on the lower end of the glycemic index.
That's right.
And
they have
then sauerkraut.
Here. They have pumpernickel here. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen any yet.
That's another.
I've only seen dark beer, not dark bread.
Yeah, that's a good one though. FYI.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love it. Hello.
How are you?
So,
good.
And then too, when it comes to desserts, just share it. And one of the things that I coach and I try to live to myself is that 2-bite rule. Just take that first bite and savor it and maybe go 3 bites. But by that time, you're craving and you've taken it all in. And anything past that is just eating.
I totally agree with that, with the exception of one thing.
Uh-oh.
If they know they can't control it, just like an alcoholic, don't even do it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I know what to stay away from. My kryptonite is cheesecake.
Okay.
You know, if it comes in the house, I'll throw it out in the middle of the yard that same night. I promise.
Well,
I mean, it's better, you know, why set yourself up?
Abstinence is better for me in a lot of areas than perfect portion control. Like, I'm a lot better if I have a cookie that I've gone to a bakery and gotten that way versus me having a whole pack of cookies in my house.
And you know what? If you bake the cookies, unless you're one of these that eats half the dough before they go in, a lot of people that bake or cook their own meals eat a lot less because they're a lot tireder after they cook their meal.
Look now, but Big D's photobombing our Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's all right.
Ah,
party
he's coming
foul.
Up next, party foul.
Big,
yes.
Big D. I got you.
This is quite crazy.
It's awesome. I wish we could do a show every night here.
It's just pretty fun.
You know?
Pretty fun. But they do have some good choice. They even have red cabbage over there, so.
Too bad we can't take our show to Sportsman's Lake.
Hey, we
show
could.
Show all the new stuff they have out there.
Oh, the exercise equipment?
Yeah.
Hey, we could do that. Yeah. We could at least go do a Facebook Live and do
we
that.
We could. And you do all the work. I'll watch.
All right.
All right.
Hey, I need to kick up that area of my life anyway, so. We keep threatening those measurements.
Yeah, well, I need to do some too, where I can pretty much tattoo a net.
Yes.
You know.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a wimp. What? Oh, where is she? No.
She may be close by. This is her neck of the woods, you know.
It is her neck of the woods, and she has a lot of healthy options as well. At Rumors, by the way, a lot of healthy options.
Yeah,
so.
And she did. She started that. That Healthy Eats by Annette.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It's, you order it online and you can go pick it up.
That's so, very convenient, too.
Yeah. Hey, I just learned because one of my clients I've been working with, And I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but Big D, oh my gosh, Captain D's. You can get fresh steamed broccoli, it looks fresh anyway, but steamed broccoli, green beans, and grilled fish and shrimp there.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
How come when I used to eat there, it was all the fried cod and all this
fried cheese?
Oh, they didn't have it back then because I hadn't eaten Captain D's in 15 years.
Okay. But yeah, it's fantastic. We found it. We have a lean and green guide, a dining out guide of all the different places. And there's so many things I didn't even know about in our fast food world that can actually be a healthy choice. So I need to bring that. And that maybe could be one of the shows that we can talk about that.
Well, any vegetable steamed, with the exception of potatoes. I'm still against potatoes. If they're trying to lose weight, stay away from potatoes.
It takes you.
You know,
right
I mean, sweet potatoes, a medium glycemic potato, but the rest of them are high glycemic. You're going to add weight, and you're going to be bloated all day.
Hey, and there's another great solution for sweet potatoes, and it's out right now too because it's in season. But it's called kabocha squash.
Kabocha is it?
K-A-B-O-C-H-A.
Okay.
And it's delightful. Right. I love it. And it's lower glycemic than butternut and acorn and sweet potatoes.
Okay.
So I need to make some. That's
you
what
make some and bring it. Tell you what, you make a dish for next time. I'll make a dish for next time.
Okay.
You know.
I don't want SpaghettiOs.
I eat them once a week. That's my treat. Once a week.
Oh, my
Everybody
gosh.
Everybody should be entitled to a can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs. I've been eating them since I was two.
Well, I would not throw that cheesecake in my yard if it was over cheesecake or SpaghettiOs.
Well, cheesecake has all this trans fat. My SpaghettiOs only have 2.5 grams of saturated, but it does have a lot of sodium.
Well,
in it.
I think it goes up after they've been on the shelf for 5 years.
Does it really?
I
hope not.
So.
Well, I get them. I look at the date, you know, and I eat the big can, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So
we're going to have to change the name of this show now. Well,
I'm just telling everyone my treat. That's my treat for the week. It's better than going out.
So I got a question. Just because this is one of the things I really like to I've learned about being able to challenge. So when did that become a treat for you?
Oh, gosh. It's ever since, I guess, I've been a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer off and on for 18 years. Started in Florence. And I look for treats.
So did you have those as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I had them as a kid, but I looked at them and I thought, well, even the big cans only have like 540 calories. And I know it says 2.5 servings, but it's only 540 calories. So that's really not a bad treat compared to like a big banana split, which probably has 1,800 calories.
Okay. I just think it's interesting that you choose SpaghettiOs.
Yeah,
but I was wondering, is it because, like, is it also... Not only the taste, is like, does it bring back memories from?
No, it's the fact that for some reason that next morning I am energetic and ready to go after it.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe it's all in my head and maybe it's the carbohydrates in it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you what glycemic index it's on.
Yeah, I don't even want to know.
So it's probably medium to high, I imagine, because I'll wake up.
I think it's probably high to higher.
You would think so, yeah.
I would think so.
Well, that explains why I wake up at midnight and eat something else. Usually
and go jogging.
Usually a Nutri-Grain bar or something.
Yeah, but bring it back down.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's okay. That's good. If that's your only...
That's
your
what
vice.
I do.
Is that really, like, in your life...
That's my vice is SpaghettiOs.
That's your vice.
Yeah, because if someone brings donuts, don't tempt me. Nothing in a bakery will tempt me. I could work in a bakery and not eat anything in there.
Okay.
So, and it's just because I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, except for cheesecake. And that's the only thing. But... Yeah, that and peanut butter is the best, but peanut butter is not all that bad for you if you're, you know, unless you're trying to lose weight because it is loaded in your good fats.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, it's about 90% fat, but it's got good fats and only very little bad fats in it.
Yeah, that's another one though that I find, and it comes back to me too that sometimes having that portion control with peanut butter can be tough. So. That sometimes people have to be really careful. But I have discovered the PB2, the powdered peanut butter.
Yeah, is it good?
It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring that next week, too.
Yeah, bring that next time.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have a total tasting show.
That's right. I'll bring SpaghettiOs and let you taste. Yeah, I'll
cook. We're not.
Yeah, hey, it may turn out to be a snack for you.
Because it's
lower. If you get the little cans, it's really low calories.
I promise you, it's not even about the calories. I'm not gonna do it. I'd rather have a cookie.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. SpaghettiOs.
Just being honest.
I know you are. I think it's.
If you look in my pantry, I have three cans in there. One for the next 3 weeks.
So
right. Take a look to your left.
It is 6:30.
Can you believe
it? I just got one more question before we go.
Sure.
What night of the week is your treat night?
It differs every week. Usually,
just wondering.
Usually, I would have to say it's probably on the weakest workout night, which is shoulders. That's my shortest workout night. If I work chest, work legs, I'm going to need a lot of protein and a lot of carbs. So that was too fast as usual.
Thanks for your honesty.
You know,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And you guys stay tuned. You're in for a real treat. Big D and Danielle are going to be live here at the Oktoberfest as well. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yep.
See you.
This is Path Changers Habits of Health Talk on Live 95, Coleman's own independent radio station. Thanks.